When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, good people? How is everybody doing? We are back with another episode
of, you know what it is.
What you call the market?
Urban Legends with the Ghost Bros.
Ooh, and I am the bad boy himself, Dalen Spratt.
And it is Juwan and only, you know, the Paranormal Poppy.
A.K.A.
Okay,
we
Juwan.
We wait.
He got a new he got a new moniker for you.
No,
coming.
He does not.
It's in the universe.
It's in the universe. And I am your man, the Marcus Harvey, and we are here for an all new dope fire episode of Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
Hey man, this one's gonna be interesting because we get to really explore the unknown. We are talking about UFOs, baby,
aka
unidentified flying objects.
Yeah.
Flying.
The extraterrestrials, you know.
E.T. phone on.
So, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, bro. When E.T. came out a long time ago, I was freaked out, bro.
What?
Really?
I was freaked out.
He did have a big ass head.
Afraid of E.T.?
Oh, so you just, you was just all inclusive back in the day, huh, Juwan?
I was. Oh. Man, it didn't really look real, but you know, like, he got along with kids, and I saw it as a child. I was like,
oh, see,
we was inclusive.
Hey, man, look, if them aliens pulled up, bro, and they was like, we got Popeyes.
What?
We got three strips,
wait,
hot and spicy.
We got the five strip meal with red beans and rice.
You up in there for some pot? Oh, man. I don't know how far you just set us back in life,
bro, but
it
honest.
Set us up. You was honest.
I was honest.
Because Popeyes do be hitting.
Listen, but it's fresh. God,
if
dang.
We was in a city and we was investigating, somebody pulled up like, hey, I know where a Whole Foods is.
Oh,
it got J-Mass.
J-Mass hopping in there with his Hoochie Daddy shorts on.
Hey, with my thighs out, I'm going straight in the van.
His organic living self will be gone.
Say, what's getting you in the spaceship, Marcus?
Ah, shoot. Hey, I just grew something for y'all.
We got three it's different strains.
We got some OG. We know what an OG is.
That's all you hear.
Let me out. That's the windows going up in the spaceship. No, you hear it.
No, this is nice. This is nice.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it. But first, let me just say this. We have a very, very, very special guest for y'all.
You got to add another very.
Man, listen. Very special guest, man. We have Mr. Van Lathan Jr., man.
Jr.
The podcast host of Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay. This man is not only an author, he's a TV producer. He does great stuff for the Ringer Podcast Network, and he's on the mic. He gets into all the things we talk about on this show, man, from news to sports, entertainment, and yes, even UFOs.
Man, he talks all that good stuff. Like, I ain't never been disappointed with Van's interviews.
Yeah, Van be keeping it all the way real. He be keeping it a book.
Man, listen, he keeps it 100. But first, let's dive a little bit more into these extraterrestrials. Like, I mean, who's seen them? And the government, who has been tracking them for way longer than you can probably ever imagine.
The government.
Man, you know the feds be keeping tabs on them.
You know what's crazy?
What's up?
The very first well-known documented sighting. What y'all think it was of UFOs?
78.
Back in 78.
78. I know 78 was good year.
What you think it was, J-Man?
78 sounds good, but it seemed a little late.
It seemed a little late.
Late. Yeah.
You think they were seeing UFOs before 78?
Oh, 100%. 78 seemed a little
that's
late.
That's two before 80.
Yeah. Right.
We was almost born in 78.
We was close to 78.
We was close to 78. They just not started.
Man, we got to go somewhere like 38.
Okay, you going 38.
Yeah, that's a little okay. Better.
78 and 38. That's where we at. I bet I'm close.
So you don't think they were seeing UFOs in the 1800s?
They don't think they had a way to report it.
Oh,
they called them probably angels or something like that.
Oh, they got pictures of people back then. But they can't take no pictures of a UFO.
It's moving too fast.
They had no lens shutter speed for that.
Dude was like this. Oh, man, I almost drew it.
Say, this businessman named Kenneth Arnold, look, he was out flying his little small plane. You know, Kenneth had a couple dollars about himself.
Oh, he got to.
Yeah,
he
got a private jet.
But look, man, Kenneth claimed that he saw 9 high-speed objects. And over there near Mount Rainier in Washington State, he said that there were crescent-shaped objects. And he said they moved like saucers skipping on water.
Ooh, that's got to be.
9 of them.
That's got to be terrifying to like be flying and you see that to your left and your right. Ain't not supposed to be in the air with me.
Hey, I am going to give y'all a little fact that you can use.
What's that?
Because you might get called onto a game show one day, uh-huh. And this might be the $1 million question.
Let's hear it.
Did you know that a newspaper report mistakenly said the objects were saucer-shaped? And that's where the term flying saucer came from. So literally some random dude who was at work and just like, I can't think of a word. This shit look like a saucer.
Like a saucer.
Literally set the name of what a UFO is and the shape of it for, you know, years
forever.
Ago. Yeah. And check this out, man. That same year, this dude named W.W. Mac Brazel, he was a ranch owner, and he saw a mysterious 200-yard-long, like, wreckage site. Mm-hmm. And it was close to an army field in the town of Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh,
they say anything alien related go down in Roswell.
Oh man, listen. If you on Tinder and you swiping in Roswell,
you bound to catch an alien.
You gonna catch an alien.
You gonna catch something. It's gonna catch you.
It's gonna catch you.
But look, dude, literally stumbled up on a 200-yard wreckage site, bro, and they just like blamed it on aliens.
And then out the sky. The UFOs came and scooped him up, right?
Pump your brakes.
Okay.
That boy had an imagination on him.
Right. I'm just saying, I would just assume.
No, but what happened was the U.S. military stepped in.
Word.
And they was like, pump your brakes, big dog. This was definitely not a UFO. It was a wreckage of a weather balloon.
All these weather, they got weather balloons out now.
Listen, bro,
That's what they going with the excuse of?
But back in 47.
Okay. That
48.
That's a good
49.
Excuse.
49.
That's a good excuse. I can get that.
And they ain't had social media. They taking Buddy word for it. Think about it. He was probably selling t-shirts at the site.
Oh, he had it hyped
up. Hey, man. I'm telling y'all, it's out here, baby.
Hey, man, they out here, baby.
I got 2 foot 5.
They 2 foot 5, but 5 for the 10.
Come on, you
the government shut them down.
Oh, yeah. Bro, they shut that down quick. And they hit my man with a tax lien. They was like, listen, all them t-shirts you were selling.
We need that.
We need that back. That is so dumb.
But look, man, lots of people started coming forward, though, saying that they saw UFOs. So many people was coming forward that the U.S. Air Force went to work. And in literally 1948, Project Sign was created to investigate all the reports. So the government, man, created a department to investigate all these UFO sightings because so many people were coming forward after the late 1940s, bro, just saying what they've seen.
Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist,
right? Oh, but give it to me.
Like, this is real quick. I feel like the aliens or the idea of aliens could really be something that's put on by the government. Like, maybe they got the military behind it, and then they issue these documents as classified so can't nobody else question them.
Okay, can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
Based on what you're saying? I remember going so deep into the internet one night, man. I was in this whole UFO wormhole. Because, you know, as of late, they have been releasing all these government documents.
Correct.
Saying that there really have been sightings and confirmed sightings of unidentified flying objects.
Right.
So I was hearing in this group that I was in, and they were saying that all of this is part of the bigger picture. So now the government is allowing for the people and confirming these sightings for a bigger play,
right.
That one day the world is going to have to come together under like this one world order, and they're going to use the invading of a spaceship or extraterrestrials to bring us all together to form this, like, one society government reign. But here's the kicker. That spaceship ain't gonna be a spaceship. It's gonna be government made.
I don't know if you guys can see Daylan's face over this audio,
but his but eyes looks, lit up.
He looks as crazy as he sounds. And it's scaring me. Okay. But I can go with that. Cause on Independence Day,
yep,
they all came as one.
Yep.
The president even had to fly a fighter jet.
Mm-hmm. But you might think that my theory sounds insane. But literally during that time period when they created this department and this initiative project sign, from 1952 to 1969, they had over 12,000 instances.
12,000.
Just in this country alone that they were investigating. Most of them now, I ain't gonna lie to you.
You was about to.
I wanted to. Because if I ended it there, you'd have been like, God dang.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna tell you the truth. Most of them were identified as human-caused phenomena, but approximately 6% of the total were unidentified.
Now, when you say unidentified, you mean?
They don't know what it was.
Oh, okay. Like, that's what I felt.
You know, when... it could have been whatever. They just didn't know.
So we're saying that maybe like that 6% were UFOs?
It could have been. I would like to think it was probably more than 6%, but now throw in the Cold War in the mix, right? Mm-hmm. People were skeptical, saying that these UFOs were actually the Soviet Union, and they were, like, flying some type of spacecraft. But you know what's interesting?
What's that?
After all of that, right, who you think stepped in and really capitalized on it?
The government.
The government. Oh, Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Bro, they created movies and all types of stuff, bro.
Yeah. I liked Independence Day. I liked Men in Black. I liked Alien. I liked Alien vs. Predator. My bad. I'm just going down the line.
We see what type of movies you like.
You a sci-fi guy, ain't you?
I just like the action. I like the sci-fi thriller. All of it.
Okay.
I wish I could have played Will Smith in Independence Day.
Juwan, you know what? I think we should start a damn campaign.
We should.
Juwan needs to be the next action superhero.
He does.
Move over The Rock. But guess who else, though? Guess what else?
I know it.
Guess what I can tell you that you don't know?
Who?
Do you know literally right now as we speak, there are 650 open UFO cases that the government is exploring?
See, that seems low. That seems really low.
That our government, bro?
First off, 650 seems low for our government in the United States of America. Out of all 50 states, you mean to tell me it's only 650?
Bro, those are the ones. Those are the ones that they taking serious.
You know what they doing? They're like,
because you were part of the investigation.
Listen, boy, I've already told you too much. Hey, man, we can go on with this ignorancy all day long. But let's get into some real stuff. Hey, I don't know what y'all think, but I want to hear what Van Lathan Jr. thinks right after the break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, family. Listen, our special guest is in the building. It is the one, the only, Van Lathan Jr. himself, man. I know y'all know who he is. Higher Learning Podcast on. Man, appreciate you joining us, Van.
Man.
No problemo, guys. Happy to be on with y'all. Love what y'all do.
Man, we appreciate that, man. Man, we'll jump right into it. Look, man, so you're from Baton Rouge, right? So tell me, like, where did it all begin with you, man? Do you remember, like, the first ghost story, different experience you've ever heard of? Do you remember your first one?
I remember the first one, but I'm going to talk about the more, like, the time that it really hit home. The first one was just, like, my daddy would just always say that when he was sleeping in Big Papa's house, my father was raised by his grandparents, and they were older, like, old, like, getting back to the time where they could tell you, like, who owns you type old. And so, you know, he would talk about just being asleep in Papa's house. You know, there wasn't no electricity going to the house, nothing like that. And just like what you could hear. Mm-hmm. I would hear them talking and I'd be like, who? He'd be like, the old slaves that had died before. Like, I hear them.
They call them ancestors, right? They'd be like,
ancestors. And it's funny because years later, we ended up moving out to like this real wooded area. Because at first we were living in South Baton Rouge. Then things started going well for us in the 90s and we bought some land and we moved to a place just north of Baton Rouge called Zachary. We had like 80 acres out there. So I would go out to the back and I would hunt. One time I was going back out there and I was hunting and I would like to stay until dusk because you're probably going to see a deer in the morning or at dusk when you back out there hunting. They're going to come out and start moving around. And so I heard my dad calling me and I got off my deer stand. I walked back to the house. And when I got back to the house, he wasn't there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? No, like nobody was at the house. And so I'm sitting there, I'm literally unloading my gun. And I'm like, I know I heard him calling my name. Right. So my dad, when he would say my name, it would be like, Ben!
Like an announcement.
Yeah. Like it was like, he wouldn't be, because his name was Van too, but he went by Terry. But whenever he called my name, it'd be like, he called my sister, it would be Ebony, Van.
Yeah.
And so I heard Van, not like that. But differently, like Van. So I get up and I go back home and nobody's there. He doesn't come home till the next morning because I forgot he was out of town on the job. So he comes back the next morning. My dad, you called me in here yesterday. And he looked, he goes, really? He's like, what did you hear? And I'm like, I heard you call my name. So I got off on my deer stand. And then he was like, oh. I'm like, what? He was like, well, son, I want you to know something. Like in this area around here, slaves and old black people would conjure, because when they would try to escape plantations, they would get to the middle of the woods and that they would need protection from people that were looking for them to bring them back to where they were. So they would conjure the spirits of their ancestors. They would conjure other people and use them against like this whole thing. So he's like, if you're deep in the woods and you hear somebody calling your name and it's not me, then you might hear your ancestors talking to you. And I was like, cool, I'm never going hunting again.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But like, I remember that being the next time I would be in the woods, I would be listening to voices, like trying to call me. And he was certain that that's what it was.
Did he say it ever happened to him? Like, had he ever shared that experience with you?
He did. He talked about the fact it was kind of the same thing that he would talk about in Papa's house, right? In Big Papa's house, he said that he would hear that when he was going to sleep at night. But also my dad hunted different. Like I would go hunt before school, after school, until I stopped doing it. But he would take his portable deer stand, put it on his back and go out and be gone for like 2 or 3 days or until he killed the deer and be able to bring it back. So he said he would hear it all the time. And he just said he wouldn't even hear it. He said he would feel it. He would feel the presence of people who had been here before. He would feel, he knew like how to differentiate between Big Mama and Big Papa when they were talking to him. But it was a real part of his life, you know?
Yeah.
How does that affect you now with you being raised in such a culture of belief?
Yeah, so there are two things. My mother's an African spiritualist.
Okay.
So being that my mother's an African spiritualist, she is a hoodoo practitioner. My sister, my mother, my grandmother to a degree, they're both hoodoo practitioners. So they believe in root work and energy work. And this is not separate from the fact that they be in church.
Right.
Like these things to them are not mutually exclusive. They're energies that exist and they're devout worshipers of God, but they also believe that there's certain energies that exist here on this earth and you can use them. So that's one side of it. But for the side of it with my father, he passed away in 2021. And it was the first time I felt connected to something that wasn't here anymore because the variety of ways that my dad would visit me. Like, it's even hard for me to visit Maryland where he's from because I feel the energy of him, like, so drastically impalpable. Right? I've always had pretty vivid dreams, but the dreams that I have now that my father's gone, it's like him and I are talking to each other. And I'm completely lucid in the dream. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. It's like him saying stuff and talking stuff, like recounting things that happened on the podcast, bringing them up to me, talking to me about them, and me feeling like while I'm asleep, either embarrassed or mad or angry or sad or any of those things, and just like full on discussing it with him. Like, I remember talking to my girl about the fact that, you know, I didn't have any kids. And that my, you know, my father died. He never got to see like any kids from me. And he came and spoke to me about it. I know people are gonna think that I'm nuts, but he came and talked to me about it. And we're just like having this conversation and having this conversation. Then I wake up. When you're, when you come of somebody's body or when you're connected to someone through such devastatingly raw emotions, they just, they don't leave you. They're just a part of you.
I applaud you for being able to go through this journey and and find purpose in the moments that made you uncomfortable. So thank you for sharing that with us. I would love to kind of transition a little bit and kind of get your idea on other things that are paranormal, like UFOs or aliens. Do you believe in those? Have you ever seen those? Like, what are your thoughts on like their presence among us?
So I would have to have a reason not to believe.
Right. Come on now.
So that's my thing. You know what I mean? Is I used to read Hawking.
Okay. Van is talking about the physicist, Stephen Hawking.
And he would talk about the fact that, you know, the aliens are probably out there. But he would say really troubling things about them.
Right.
He would be like, well, the aliens come here, just know that they're probably nomadic. They probably run out of resources wherever they're from. Mm-hmm. And they're looking to come here and start some trouble. I'm like, damn.
We can't just visit? We already profiling.
Come on, man.
I mean, I'm like, damn. It's like, think about it. Why would they come billions of light years with advanced technology if unless they wanted something? For me, the confluence of events that have led to sentient beings being here on this planet with the inventions and the technology that we have, just have to prove to me that it couldn't happen somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest brain in the world, but like, I just assume, probably there's probably somebody else watching a television show a billion light years away and it's probably stupid or whatever. So when people say that they've seen them, I'm like, okay, well, eventually one day we're going to wake up one day and then somebody's going to go bleep, 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 bleep.
Right.
And a year trying to figure out what they're saying. And by the time we figure out what they're saying, it's going to be like that Twilight Zone episode. We're going to figure out that they're trying to figure out how to, you know, best way to eat us or kill us. Or something.
My dad, man, that was like the one thing my dad used to always talk about growing up. He used to always tell me, man, before he passed away, man, he just wants to see an alien. Like, would that be something that you would want to do? Like, if you could live to a time where the world is at peace or whatever with these outer body experiences and creatures, would you want to live to see that?
You know what's crazy? I feel like it's about perspective. I feel like we may be among aliens right now, and we just don't know that they're aliens.
But think about it. If they can get here, we can't get there. That means, obviously, they have to have some type of intellectual capacity that we don't have. So think about the things that we could potentially learn. Like, everybody thinks that this invasion might be negative.
Right.
But, like, what if this co-experience becomes, like...
a collab.
The next greatest, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who knows?
What if they really like the Earth... And they just come in here to say, y'all messing up the earth, man.
Right, right.
Look, it's an either way. It's or either they way. Might just be agnostic. They might not care either way. They might just be here to study. I would want to see them to experience the wonder. But that first day the aliens show up, it's not going to a good day.
Right. You've seen the movie.
That first day the aliens show up is not going to be a very fun day.
Okay, we went with it. We done spoke about ghosts. We done went to aliens. All right, Van, horror movies. Horror movies. Like it's been said, man, Nightmare on Elm Street. You said it's just like your, like that's just not it for you, right?
Nope, not happening. Nah, hell no.
What about Nightmare on Elm Street messes with you?
You have to sleep.
You have to.
There's no way around it.
You have to sleep. I would look at the other horror movies and I'd be like, okay, I feel like I could figure him out. Mm-hmm. Like Jason always gets the drop on you, but then like, what if you got your car keys?
What if you're ready?
And you, boom, you out.
You out.
Right. You gone. I'm like, bro, this crazy guy and the thing chasing me is crazy. You can't escape Freddy. And then not only that, but Freddy's personality is scary to me too because he loves to kill. Yeah. Like he's having a great time. Hey, what the prime time?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like he loves to kill. And as a kid, I was just fascinated and terrified. My dad would be like, boy, if you're so scared of Freddy, why do you keep watching Freddy?
Right.
Why?
I don't know. I can't stop, but that it just, and it never has stopped. I see the face and I just freak out. It's a real fear.
Even to this day, as an adult, you still feel that?
It's worse because now I think, yo, and it's worse having lucid dreams too because you never know when somebody's going to like enter your dreamscape.
Oh, wow.
Think about some of the tactics that they would use in the movie, some of the devices. People would be sitting there and they would be like, trying not to sleep. Then they would do like that. And you would think that they caught themselves, but really they're in the dream.
In the dream.
Now they sitting at the desk, about to get their head cut off at school, cause they nodded off. You can't fight. You can't fight Freddy. That's the other thing, man. Freddy just be all over the place. So he gonna make you laugh as you're dying.
What movies are y'all scared of? Cause y'all, I would imagine that y'all not really scared of that much. Nah, y'all
Candyman.
In this world.
Candyman. Yeah. Candyman was intense. I grew up outside of Chicago, so it was like, I don't know, realer's not a word, but it was real. Like, the you didn't really want to go to, like, the West Side. Like, you didn't really want to be by the projects. Like, you just thought that could happen.
I think mine has worked backwards, man. I think all the scary movies I've watched in the past screw with my head when we do what we do. Mm-hmm. So going into these haunted locations, we walk into a haunted house, I go straight to Conjuring, the first Conjuring, or Paranormal Activity 2. Like all the shit that we've seen on TV, I'm thinking, like, I'm in the midst of that in real life.
Yeah.
And then that's when this shit started, like, really messing with my head, man.
The things that really messed me up was, like, Saw. And I ain't gonna front, because Saw was like, you never know when you're gonna be in one of those things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, like, I might be about to go cut hair, and now I got a timer on my haircut that's going to take off my whole arm. Or I can't. Right. Like, what the heck?
You
got to
finish in a certain amount of time.
I can't finish that thing in 20 seconds.
That's a barber's worst nightmare, trying to finish a haircut in a certain amount of time.
I might do that one. So that's my joint, Saw.
And you guys got a point, because in real life, like, stuff that can happen, like, you know, if you're in a situation like a Saw type of situation. Yeah.
See, I'm not worried about something crawling out of a television, like a television set. That's not something that I'm worried about. Now, like, seeing Daylen or Marcus in a room, but they really not be there, like a doppelganger, I think that would freak me out.
Oh, so you own that more so us type stuff.
Bro.
Us took you out like that?
Jordan Peele?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was creepy. But, like, I kind of understood the concept now, right? If I would have saw that before knowing what it was or before us getting into, like, this genre, I probably would have been terrified.
Man.
Come back, bro. Come back.
Please do. Please. We'd love to pick your brain on a whole bunch more topics, man.
It's important to see y'all in spaces like this. It's like, we see ghosts too.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's good for people at large to see that all of these things aren't specifically for one group.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's what we talk about. So I support everything y'all got going on, man.
Man, appreciate that, man.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, sir.
Yo, that's crazy. We just finished interviewing Van Lathan.
Man, listen, we are slowly but swiftly.
Swiftly but slowly.
But slowly working our way up the podcast ladder.
Who is going to be next? Because, Oprah. Like, where do you go from here?
Oprah.
You could put Oprah. Oprah's on.
Oprah, good one. Denzel.
Okay.
Barack. Larry Trotter. Good old Larry Trotter. I love Larry Trotter's good
I thought
music.
You was about to say Larry Johnson.
No, Larry Trotter, the good, wholesome, good Christian man.
The Christian man.
But that's enough. Let's get to this thing that I love to call one of the best trivia games on earth.
a game I like to call Never Have I Ever, but this is the UFO edition.
Okay. I'll be honest with you, man. It just makes me feel uncomfortable every time you ask me to play Never Have I Ever.
I'd
really like to dig a little deeper. Why does it make you feel uncomfortable?
Do you want
guys,
to dig a little
guys, we came here to do a job.
Okay. You don't want to talk about your
I don't want to talk about my past.
You don't want to get too emotional.
What I had to do to make money back in the 70s.
Oh, man. 78?
78 to be exact, because it was a great year. He had his fixes, baby, that he needed.
Okay. I'm going to list some ghastly situations, and you guys will respond guilty or not guilty. And the story behind it, if any, are true for you. Sounds good?
Sounds good. Great.
All right, here we go. All right. Never have I ever thought of a plan for a zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion.
I have. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. First of all, I hate zombies. That's a little known Dalen fact.
Why?
Any zombie movie, like they just piss me off. But I've definitely planned my alien invasion strategy.
Oh, what would that be?
Oh, man, I was just going to be understanding, baby.
Oh, so you're going to be one of the ones who, like,
very understanding.
I come in peace.
I come in peace, baby.
What you going to offer him?
I said, what you need,
what's your
baby?
Offer? What's your peace offer?
Baby, what you need? I can do it all, baby. I'm going to pat my wallet like I'm looking for, pat my pocket like I'm looking for something. What you need, baby?
I hear you.
I got you, baby.
I think I can reason with aliens. I can't reason with zombies.
So you think you speak whatever language that these aliens speak?
No, I just feel like you have a better chance.
Okay.
You have a better chance of, you know, survival. I can really figure it out. And we can go to the next level. We can go to the next level, wherever that is with them, and maybe
see,
still make it.
Juwan going to turn straight into paranormal poppy.
Yeah, he going to get sexual with
he going to get real energized.
Let me talk to the woman in charge.
Right. Who's the lady in charge? Excuse me,
talk
sir.
To the woman in charge.
Excuse me, sir. Not you. But who's the lady in charge?
Where is your boss? What's her name?
Bring her out to me, please.
Oh, there you are. There you are. I don't know. I mean, shoot, of course, I always have a strategy. I'm going to go to the most, for the zombies, I'm going to go to the most unpopulated area. There's mm-hmm. probably going to be some woods, some cabins.
Okay.
You know all what right. I'm saying? I'm going to go, because I can see zombies coming up a hill.
Okay.
Ooh,
so and I can roll stuff down.
Okay. So it's going to be a lot of rocks and stuff around.
Now, if I run out of rocks.
What you got?
You got logs.
I'm going to roll into it.
For your plan.
I'm going to roll into it. Stop.
That's when the plan stop. Aliens, I can also see that too. You can get, you know, you can reason with an alien. A zombie has no mind. It's dead. It's the walking dead. You know what I'm saying? But an alien might be like, oh, okay, I like this little chocolate one.
He gonna taste real good.
He gonna taste real good. He can be my homie. Or he gonna be a good pet. You know, one of the three. All right. Here we go. Never have I ever tried to chase down a UFO sighting.
Actually, we're gonna say guilty. And I'm saying we, because Dalen is part of this too.
What'd I do?
Speak for him.
We went to an event and they did the UFO call. And remember,
bro, that shit pissed me off, bro.
So we all got together in a parking lot.
Okay.
And there was a woman there who could do UFO calling.
Listen, man, she hyped me up, man. She was like, look, I can literally go outside right now and call for a UFO and it will pull up like an Uber. I said, are you serious? She said, I literally have people meeting up tonight at 6 p.m. We're going outside. And I'm going to call just to show y'all how accurately I can do it.
And then what happened?
I said, so you telling me you could, every time you do it?
Geolocated.
A UFO, she's like, look me in my eye. There has never been a time that I've called for them that something didn't show up.
Come on.
Boy, me and Juwan was front center. Hey, we were locked and loaded. Say, I was ready.
But with a peace offer, that was his moment.
About 6:15, start rolling around.
You know what happened? It kept saying, "Choose another payment." It kept saying, "Choose another payment method." Every time she called, dang, you know this card is this the bad card. Let me try to get. Bro, let me use your phone.
You ever watch them shows and the time lapse happens? That like people start disappearing from the crowd. They start getting less and less people.
And y'all the only three left.
We were standing out there like, man, y'all, you sure they not coming?
Nah.
She anyway. Oh, today is Tuesday. They don't do it on Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
They close on Tuesday.
All right. We got one more question. All right. Last one. Never have I ever thought aliens could take over the planet Earth.
I did.
And I remember you did or you do?
No, like I did.
Okay.
And I remember the day that I did.
Okay.
You was in L.A.
I was.
You was in L.A. I feel like every interesting story with Daylon started with, I was in L.A.
I was in L.A.
We downtown.
No, this is serious. This is a real story, y'all. I was in L.A. and I was dating this girl.
Okay.
All right.
And I was at her apartment.
All right.
Her father pulled up
in
a truck and told me to get in. I got in. This is evening.
Did the truck have windows?
No, yeah, it did. Okay. This is a real truck. This is not like the...
Not a van.
Yeah, it's not a white van. With no back windows.
No back windows.
It ain't nothing like that.
It ain't none of that.
It was a legitimate truck. It's evening going into night. We get in the car, bro. He was like, I just want you to ride with me for a little bit, Daylon. So we riding, man. He's just talking real. We shooting it. This is a good conversation.
Shooting.
Ain't nothing wrong, nothing. It's dark now, bro. And he's telling me, he was like, man, Daylon, you ever seen an alien or believe in UFOs? And I was like, you know, Mr. Brown, man, I ain't never really thought about it, Mr. Brown. He was like, man, it's wild, man, because me and my daughter were driving across country together. And he said it was, you know, late at night one night, about 3 a.m. She was asleep. I'm driving. I look in the sky, and he was like, I literally see this UFO, and it seemed to be just following my truck, bro. So I'm locked in looking at Mr. Brown, right? And he was like, man, Daylon, it was the weirdest experience, man. I just remember going into this deep, deep trance. He's driving while telling me this, man. He was like, I remember going into this deep, deep trance. And man, just out of nowhere, he looks at me and he goes, ah!
He marged. He large marged you.
Bro, when I tell you.
He large marged you.
I doo-dooed on myself. I was like, bro, what is your point, Mr. Brown? Let me out this goddamn car, man.
And then he said, stop dating my daughter.
Right. How you going to defend my daughter?
Yeah.
If you scared of a
UFOs.
What you got, though? I know
I ain't
got
nothing. I ain't got nothing.
You think they can take over the planet?
I don't think we should go. I don't think we could go to war with aliens. And I feel like it would be a war. Because we're very much, like, possessive over this earth.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, man. Great game. Great game. I've learned a lot about you two gentlemen. That you guys are not prepared to survive.
At all.
In the zombie or the alien invasion.
We're not dealing with
zombies. Or if it get too hot outside. Or,
well, listen. Them cold summers.
And them hot winters.
I'm ready for them.
You ready for them? Hey, man. But let's go ahead and get to our listener submission. This one comes from Kendra in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let's hear from Kendra.
So this is actually my first paranormal experience ever, but when I was just over about 3 years old, I woke up and saw a man standing at the end of my mom's bed, and he was absolutely glowing. He had turned around, and he had my 2-month-old sister in his arms, and he just smiled at me and gave me a slight nod, and I wasn't scared, not even a little bit, because I recognized him as my great-grandfather who had died years before I was born. I had never told anybody this, not even my mom, absolutely nobody, but it always stayed in the back of my mind. And about a year ago, which is 20 years after the fact, I was telling people this story, and my sister happened to be there, and she stopped me mid-story, finished my entire story down to the details of what he was wearing, which we don't have any pictures of him wearing this outfit, so it was a completely corroborative story, and looking back on it, now we know it was real, and it's very eerie, but also very comforting to think about.
Before we say anything, I just want to say, Kendra, you have a beautiful narrative voice. Like, I would listen to any podcast that you did.
She could be the reader.
I almost said, let's play it again. Bro, I was like,
eh. I was like, if you were telling me some crime history, I would be locked into your storytelling. And the second thing I would like to say, you didn't give two damns about your sister. She was like, oh, let Mr. Ghost Man.
That's my granddad.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who I know ain't really here, but you can go have him.
That is deep because that baby was just floating it too.
Bro, float. What would you do?
If my baby was floating?
If you woke up in the middle of the night and you walk downstairs and you see Nova just hovering.
With a glowy person?
With a glowy person. But said glowy person is your great-great uncle, Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, what's up, baby? You know, well, I mean, like she said, she felt peace. So when you feel that sense of, you know, familiarity, you kind of like have like a ease to you. So you, I don't think she had like a scared like spirit about
it. But she didn't know, you know, dude. She said she never met him before.
No, she said she didn't meet him, but she said she just assumed that that was her grandfather, right?
No, like she recognized
his
face, right?
Yeah.
And who it was, but she had never met the person.
But so do you just automatically assume people in your family that you've never met before, which is automatically good people, just because they were in your family?
No, I barely even shake a hand or hug that person, right? Like, you'd be like, yo, you need that warming introduction before you feel like you just gonna go ahead and have that convo.
So what about those paranormal experiences that shaped you? Know of any that you want to share?
If so, we want your voice on our podcast. Because you just heard Kendrick. Kendrick killed it.
She killed it. She set the bar.
People who have other dope stories. All you need to do is go submit it with a voicemail at ghostbrotherspodcast.com. That's ghostbrotherspodcast.com.
Tell the truth. We want to hear them all. But listen, that is it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. We appreciate you guys listening to us. Peace, love, and paranormal.
Boy, Jawan will always give you some fancy.
He gonna give
you
some.
I love it.
I like it.
I like it. Love, love, love.
See y'all next time.
Bye-bye.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is produced by Neon Hum Media for Discovery Plus. You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. For Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Michael DeSavo. At Neon Hum, our executive producer is Shara Morris. Our lead producer is Cheris Satchel. Our associate producers are Navani Otero and Ann Lim. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Concept by Odelia Rubin and Shara Morris. Our engineers are Hans Del Shi, Max Unruh, and Lila Williams.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.